Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
FM. Welcome along to Ireland's Smartest Surname. Here we go. It's round number three, and we're about to meet the O'Sullivans today. This is a competition across October on The Breakfast Show here on Today FM, where listeners come together from across the country to take the crown. Ireland's Smartest Surname. Every day we're going to pick three listeners who share the same surname, and they're going to work together as a team in a 90-second quiz of general knowledge. The three winning team members with the highest score at the end of the month will each win a luxury hotel stay worth €1,000. Very nice indeed. So yesterday, the Moors took the lead with a score of 8, which is the score to a beat now. Okay, this morning's contestants in Ireland's Smartest Surname are the O'Sullivans. So let's meet them. We've got Colette O'Sullivan in Kildare, first of all. Morning, Colette.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
I am very well. And yourself, Colette?
Great, thank you.
It's hard to study for general knowledge, but you sound like somebody who's in the know.
Oh, we'll see now in a few minutes.
Okay, right. Well, listen, you're very welcome. So other people with O'Sullivan surnames are Morris O'Sullivan in Dublin. Hi, Morris.
I'm great, not a bother. Can't wait to get going.
Good man yourself, really? Are you a bit of a quizzer, yeah?
Not really, no. I should have stayed in school longer when I heard the other crowd got 8.
Yeah, that's tough, all right. Anyway, so we've got Colette and Morris, and we've also got Claire O'Sullivan. Hello, Claire.
Hi, Ian.
Are you well?
Good.
Okay, Waterford, sunny southeast, lots of sun coming down on top of you, you know.
Yeah, Waterford, yeah.
So, do you want to say hello to each other there and give yourselves words of encouragement before we start?
Hi guys, lots of luck. We can do this.
Best of luck, girls. Let's do this. Come on, the O'Sullivans.
Oh, yes. Well done. Right. This is Fight and Talk from the O'Sullivans. 8 to beat now. You've got 90 seconds on the clock. I'll have to take your first answer. If you don't know an answer, just say pass. And I'm going to start with Colette, then Morris, then Claire. And we will see how we get on with that. Okay. Are we ready? Let's get things underway. And the first question going to you, Colette. I am going to start the clock right now.
Ireland's Smartest Surname.
Which actor, Colette, voiced the character of Shrek?
Mike Myers.
Morris, in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, from what city did Will come?
New York.
Claire, what is the surname of Taylor Swift's new fiancé?
Kelsey.
Colette, how many years does an Irish president serve in one term?
7.
Morris, in what country would you find the city of Lima?
Peru.
Claire, who presents the RTE TV show Keys to My Life?
Brendan Courtney.
Colette, Colin Farrell famously auditioned to be in which Irish boy band?
Boyzone.
Morris, what is acrophobia a fear of?
Water.
Claire, what is the surname of Eminem?
Mathers.
Yeah, Colette, which poet wrote The Lake Isle of Innisfree?
W.B. Yeats.
Morris, who was the last singer to headline Slane?
Pat.
Claire, in The Simpsons, what is the name of the family's pet dog?
Sounds a little helper.
Colette, in metres, how long is an Olympic-sized swimming pool?
50 metres.
Morris, what is the first of the 50 US states in alphabetical order?
Alabama.
Whoa! Don't have time for another question. Yes, your time is up there. Very good. That is Alabama, and that is correct. I think we could be in for a bit of an L shocker there. Let's go to Shauna O'Reilly for a recap and the overall score. Shauna.
Well, Ian, the O'Sullivans played a blinder there. Can they beat the Moore score of 8? Let's see how they got on. So I'm going to go through the wrong answers first.
Yeah.
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Will came from Philadelphia.
Ah.
Acrophobia is a fear of heights. Harry Styles was the last singer to headline Slane.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
I know.
Because that seems like ages ago. Yeah. Harry Styles, yeah. Okay, so that's the only ones they got wrong.
Yes.
Oh my God.
So Ian, the scores have been counted and verified.
Verified as well. Oh my God, here we go.
And I can reveal that the O'Sullivans scored 11!
Oh my God! That was a very assured performance from all of you guys. Fair play to you. Colette, Morris and Claire, you're top of the leaderboard. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Cheers, everybody.
Well done. Ireland's Smartest Surname on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
So, Shauna, listen, you know the way these things happen to you sometimes car-wise?
Go on.
I had a slow puncture yesterday, right? Okay, I had a slow puncture, which became a big puncture.
Right.
Now, it became a big puncture in the middle of Fairview.
Oh, no.
And I was going in to try and get it fixed. And then it became a full puncture, but I was stuck in traffic.
Oh, even better.
So I was listening to...
I've been there.
And I'm just going to keep going. I can't do it.
You want to communicate with people around you to say, I know this is happening, by the way.
People,
I'm trying.
People are pointing down at your...
I know. I am trying to get somewhere to pull in, for God's sake. Yeah. Oh, it's mortifying.
I know, yeah. So anyway.
I wish you could communicate with a little message out to everybody.
And everywhere was closed, by the way.
No!
Yeah, so...
So what's the story? Did you have to abandon ship?
I just have to say thank you to somebody in Ballybock, right?
Right.
His name is Fred.
Good man, Fred.
He's an Italian.
Right, okay.
And he's part of this company called AutoCare. Yeah. And they're open until 8 o'clock in the evening, right?
Oh, AutoCare, you legend.
What? No, they didn't have the tire I was looking for.
Well, okay.
So I started making phone calls from one of the... You know these guys that come along in the trucks?
Mobile.
Yeah. Okay, so I couldn't do anything, but he started then making phone calls. He's in the know. He rang people, right?
Yeah.
He then took off my old tire, put it in the back of his car, said, get into the car. I got into the car. I felt like it was part of a drama or something. I was taken up to Finglas.
I didn't know what was happening.
Didn't know what was
Next
going
thing
on.
I knew I was in Finglas.
Fred was driving very fast. And then he went in, got it fixed, had to give your man cash.
Okay.
Gave your man cash. I paid by card when I got back down.
Fred, it was sorted out.
Sorted out within about 20 minutes.
Oh,
that's why he was going so fast.
People helping people.
Fred, thank you. There's some good, decent people
good
out there.
Stuff.
And it was really,
an adventure.
We've got the topic all set to go on today's waffle. And, you can shout at the radio if you want to. Karen Flynn is going to be actually having a go and she could win €1,000. I firmly believe in my heart and soul that this one, when you'll hear it when I give out the topic, I think this is one of the easiest ones we've ever had. Honest to God. Karen, how are you?
Hi, Ian. How are you? I hope it's an easy one this morning.
You which?
I hope it's an easy one this morning.
I just think it's easy. Like even for me, because sometimes I can be a bit challenged by these things, you know. Anyway, you've got two girls there standing by to help your two girls. Who are they?
Yeah, I have Aoife, who's 10, and I have Isabel, who's 8, and they're always asking me to ring in every morning for the waffle topic.
Right,
so,
okay.
We listen every morning.
Aoife and Isabel, you can help out here as well. You're going to help. And they're lovely names, Aoife and Isabel, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, well,
they're
lovely.
Yeah,
lovely names for lovely girls.
Exactly. All right, Karen, so best of luck to you on this. We have got 30 seconds on the clock. That's all set up. Oh, there's your music coming in.
Okay, right now
we can all tense up. A few deep breaths. Just relax. Everything's going to be okay. Here we go.
Today's waffle topic is...
Famous sporting trophies or cups.
Famous sporting trophies. Okay, the Ryder Cup. The FA Cup, the World Cup, Football World Cup, sporting trophies. Oh my God. The Sam Maguire.
Yes.
The Liam McCarthy.
Yes, you got it!
The girls are very happy.
Oh, that was brilliant. Very good.
That's great. I was hoping I wouldn't get a sporting one, but that's actually brilliant.
There you go.
I knew all the answers.
And listen, Karen, that was great. You knew your stuff, definitely. And you were very, I don't know what it was, you were very precise about what you did. And you just took your time and you got them out there. And you still had loads of time left at the end as well. So fair play to you. That is brilliant.
That's great.
And I heard Aoife and Isabel, they were helping out there as well, weren't they?
They were. They're great helpers and they're great cheering me on at the end as well.
They're delighted. They're doing
a happy dance around the kitchen here.
Well, you're winners. Westmead winners today.
Yay,
Karen and Aoife and Isabel. €1,000 on the way. Sam Maguire, Liam McCarthy, the Ryder Cup, the World Cup and the FA Cup. Famous sporting trophies are cups. Well done to you. Congratulations.
Thanks, Ian.
Shauna's here with your showbiz news. And we're going to talk about Taylor Swift.
We're going to get into
the album. The album came out just overnight there, since midnight.
At 5 a.m.
Yes. Very good. Just before we do that, hi Ian, this morning, 11 years ago, I was on the phone to your show. You might need your calculator for this.
Oh, go on.
11 years ago, I was on the phone to your show from the maternity ward. Would you say a big happy birthday to Oisín O'Donovan? So he'd be 11 then, wouldn't
11.
We?
11.
Yes.
I was,
we've worked.
Even knowing you, I was still panicking.
Oisín, happy birthday. That's from Tracy. And I remember that, actually. Thank you very much, Tracy, for getting in touch again with us and sticking with us here at Today FM. And happy birthday, Oisín. Have a great day today. So you're obviously already dressed and everything for the
Emeralds
tonight,
a bit of work
with your
to be
dress
done.
And everything on. Oh, yeah. You're all set to
no,
go.
Wait till you see the transformation later on now. Oh, yeah.
So you're going to change, are you?
Oh, I'm going to change. I've got a few in the car there. It's great. Okay.
Showbiz on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
With CarZone.ie, Ireland's premium destination for buying your next car.
Okay, Taylor Swift's album, 5 a.m. today, it arrived.
Yes.
So that would have been midnight New York time.
Probably, yes. Okay. The Life of a Showgirl, it is officially out.
The Life of a Showgirl.
Yeah, and the reaction so far has been very positive. So the Irish Times give it 5 stars, describe it as basking in romance, packing in pot shots. Rolling Stone also give it 5 stars, hailed as a sparkling triumph. The BBC say it's a triumphant pop victory lap, and Variety praise its contagiously joyful sound.
Now, my God, that's quick, isn't it?
It is quick.
Yeah.
Not everyone is sold. The LA Times do say it isn't as sharp as it could have been, but the general consensus is that Taylor has done it again.
Right.
So she worked with Max Martin on this album, who is behind some of the biggest pop songs of the generation.
Had she not worked with him before?
She had in the past, but she definitely had moved away from that sound for a while and has come back, and this is a much more upbeat album than her last few.
This is pure pop.
Pure
music.
Pop. Yeah. So there are 12 songs on the album. There's a real bang of love off it. Mm. So she's obviously very happy with her fiancé Travis Kelce. When she was writing these songs, she is head over heels, and you can read between the lines and see a lot of the lyrics are about Travis. So one of the songs getting people talking is the song called Cancelled. Cancelled, which is rumoured to be about Blake Lively. But the kind of narrative in the papers is that Blake Lively and Taylor Swift's friendship is on the rocks and it's gone. But this song kind of maybe says otherwise.
Okay.
Here you go. Now, I really like that song.
Sonny, you gave me a knowing nod in the middle of that.
It's about Blake.
Blake, yes, definitely. Knowing who your friends are,
yes.
There you go.
But it sounds like, even though Blake has got so much flack, that they are still friends behind the scenes.
Right,
yes.
Okay.
Speaking of arguments, it looks like she's squaring up to Charlie XCX with one of the songs Actually Romantic. So she sings, I heard you call me boring Barbie and high-five my ex and said you were glad he ghosted me. So Charlie XCX is married to the to a member of the 1975, who was mates with Matty Healy. So that's a bit of beef. George Michael also gets a credit on the album for the song Father Figure. Now, it's not a direct cover, but she did incorporate a bit of the melody and the chorus into the lyrics.
Yeah.
The only collaboration on the album is a title track, The Life of a Showgirl. So this is where she teams up with Sabrina Carpenter.
On the title track?
Yes,
a
little clip of it here for you.
Okay. Thank you for the lovely book.
Did you say it wouldn't happen any other way?
Yes.
Very
bit
good.
Of a bang of country off that as well, which I like.
Nice. Yeah.
It's a very good album. I've just listened to it once in full.
Yeah.
And there's a few that have really stood out to me, but I always need about a week with a Taylor album to really get into it.
You'll have that now on the road down
to
Kilkenny.
That's
the
liar.
The Life of a Showgirl.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today I find.